Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 30, with Minister Stephanie and Corgi.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Season 2, The Brave Plug. We just love this platform, man. I mean, we get to hear from women of all ages, background, and most importantly, their brave stories. And I think today we're discussing quite an important topic of delayed promises are not denied promises. So today we're joined by Minister Stephanie and Auntie Corgi. Welcome, guys. How do you guys feel today?
Thank you for having us. Nervous?
Don't be.
So how are you feeling, Auntie Corgi, today?
Nervous.
Nervous. No, guys, don't be nervous. It's just a conversation. We're going to have so much of fun.
We are, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about things that you know about. I mean, you've been on this walk. You've been on this journey. Mm-hmm. So you know what it means. You know what it entails. But now I want to take it from the beginning. How would you define what promises mean in different contexts, especially biblically?
I think for me, promises is hope, you know, especially in the Word of God. Mm. There are so many promises mm-hmm. that God has made to us. And I think many times in our carnal nature, we want all of that to be fulfilled immediately.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's where delay comes in, because not everything can be bestowed upon you immediately.
Mm, yes.
Okay. So I think in waiting for the promises that God has promised us, the delay part of it becomes an encouragement mm-hmm. Because it's part of a growth journey that you go on, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the more that you draw near to God, you begin to understand that in His timing, everything that He had promised, mm-hmm. He will fulfill. Because yeah. God is not man that He would lie. Mm. And it's just us sometimes that we want the shortcuts, yes. the quick fixes,
yep,
you know.
Yeah.
But in waiting on Him, I think I have learned to understand that in the period of waiting, in that process, there's so many things that mm-hmm. God fills in, mm. you know, and that I still have to learn in order to appreciate the fruition of His promises.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Corgi, what do promises mean to you? How would you explain them?
Promises publicly to me, as Hefni said, it's God's word.
Mm.
It is hope.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially with the experience that I've been through with mm. the brutal murder of my son. Mm. God's promises is the hope, and the promises He gives us is to stand on His word, to look mm-hmm. to Him. It's difficult when you're going through it.
Yeah.
It is also, in my point of view, it's like God denied me of spending time with my son
mm-hmm.
Because I am also in the word. Well, you know, love to spend time in the word yeah. and pray in the
yes.
word. And He just showed me via this that, look, it wasn't a denial. It was a promise and a purpose, because if mm. it hadn't been Him and His word,
yes.
I don't think I would have been mm. here today yeah. with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I think just to add on to that, I think you'd already touched on it, but if you could just discuss, you know, your faith. How is your faith during that time of waiting? Mm. How do you trust God's timing? What do you do? Do you rely on scripture? So yeah, if you guys can just touch on that. So if you can go first.
Your faith is very important.
Mm,
I think especially at times when you are at your lowest,
mm.
when you don't see or know a way out,
mm-hmm.
That's when your faith carries you, you know,
yeah.
the grace of God carries you.
Mm-hmm.
I personally love to worship, sing, make a noise. I think sometimes my neighbors wonder this
look
must
at you
be something.
Funny.
Yeah. But I find in those moments I have no inhibitions. I don't care whether I'm in the mall
mm-hmm.
or walking in the street. If I want to worship, I worship. Okay. Yeah. Because I also feel at those times that when I worship and I pray and I commune with God, the weight of whatever it is becomes less.
Yeah. Lighter, you know,
it's not so heavy anymore. And I think for me also, I have learned to, I always look at God like a parent, you know, like your children will trust you to get them through situations.
Yes.
So I'm trusting God, the Father, to get me through situations,
you know. I like that,
And I think once that I've I conceptualize in that in my mind, it becomes much easier for me, you know, to walk a faith journey in whatever the situation might be.
What about you?
No, for me, praise and worship, it elevates my faith, if I may say so.
Yes.
Because when you praise and worship, you tend to speak to God more openly and freely, and and your hope, your whole reliance just it just revolves around Him. And in that time, you are not feeling that much depressed. You you always have word that comes back to you. And as you praise and worship, there's certain songs that has a, lots of meaning that just picks you up, picks your faith up. Yes, picks you up and speaks to you. So that's for me.
While we're there, is there a favorite song that you guys wanna maybe mention that, you know, uplifts you to the point where you feel
Touching
whole?
Jesus. I love that
Touching
song.
Jesus.
I Jesus, mean, lover of my soul.
I love that. Oh, nice.
Okay, I know that. Awesome. That's beautiful. I think you touched on this, Auntie Kogi, in terms of your personal experiences. What other personal experience do you have where you may have had a delayed promise, but it came to fruition eventually? And what helped you in that process? What helped you trust the process and not be doubtful or even get to a point where you don't even believe in the promise anymore? You know there's a promise. You don't see it coming to fruition. Eventually it does. It may take months, may take years. But what helps you trust the process, or what personal experience have you gone through that has tested that part of your journey?
Okay. As a a single mom with four sons, God's promises to us, or to me, that I stood on was for Him to give us the strength as a family, for us to have a home that we didn't have. We lived in a flat. So the home was His, a promise to me. It took years, and I say that it took my son's life for me to have this home. But this is one of the many, many promises that the Lord has come through for me. So I can say that His promises really came through for me. Sorry.
Amen. No, that's it's okay. Fine. That's
fine. You want me to go?
Yes.
For me, my son was born with an ear defect. Okay, so the first 9 years of his life was very taxing. I had four doctors every quarter that he had to go and see. I can't even remember the clinical names for those doctors. But anyway, and at the age of nine, I thought, I've had enough of this. You know, God, I'm serving you. I need to have breakthrough in this area. And it was a Sunday morning. Now, I was Methodist previously.
Okay.
So it was a Sunday morning, and he was sitting in church. Now, if his back is turned towards anybody, he wouldn't hear. So he couldn't hear. I had no radio or sound system in my home for many years because of his problem. It was a Sunday morning, and I'd prayed for all those years. When he was standing at the back in the church, and there was a Sunday school play they were doing, and the person in the front called him, and he came. And I found that very weird, because I know that he couldn't hear, you know. And I didn't do anything because I think I was more shocked than anything else.
Yeah. Mm.
When we went home, I tested to see if in fact. So I would stand behind him or stand in the kitchen and then call him. Mm-hmm. And he came.
Sure.
And I thought, wow. Yes. You know, and I think that was a very profound moment for me.
100%.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think it's all just about trusting God.
Mm. Mm. Amen. Mm. Just on that, you know, like you said, you waited almost 9 years.
Mm.
So on that, like, how do you guys, what would you say or what advice would you give on strategies to maintain that faith? You know, especially during that waiting period, what advice would you give to the listeners and viewers out there?
I think for me, it is stay in the Word of God, you know, and I think it's also important to surround yourself with people in the faith.
Mm.
That you could share. I have a prayer partner that we pray. We might not see each other every day.
Mm.
We might not talk every day, but we pray for each other every day, you know, and our families.
Mm.
So I think it's important that you surround yourself with people in the faith, genuine faith, you know,
100%.
And that you stay true to spending time with God in meditation daily.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the things that gives you strength to go on.
Mm.
Yeah, for me, that would be a strategy as to how to stay positive and motivated and encouraged in the Word, you know, until that big promise that you've been waiting for comes through.
That's true.
No, it's true. I agree 100% with Stephanie. Mm. If you don't have anyone that is going to impact you positively, you lose your faith, you lose your hope, you even lose your sight. So it is very important to choose, to make the right choice. I also have a prayer partner, very strong. We, like Stephanie said, not talk to her as often as possible or as often as I'd like to. But if there's a need and if I feel that I can't do this on my own, there's always a shoulder that I can lean on. I just call or even WhatsApp and say, you know what, I'm going through X, Y, and Z. Please stand in the gap.
Mm.
That is that knowing that there's somebody that's genuinely standing with you, it also uplifts you.
Mm. Yeah. No, 100%. I think, a strong community is of utmost importance.
It is.
And I think, at Siloam, we are a strong community and there's always someone to call on, whether it's pastors, friends, a sister or a brother. So thank you, ladies, for sharing on such a nice topic. Like we've mentioned, delayed promises are definitely not denied promises.
And I think this episode is testament of that. Mm. And like Tess said, thank you so much for joining us. I think it's so real when you hear people's stories and how they got through and the fact that they did get through. You know, sometimes they say when you want to know that you're not the only one going through something, listen to somebody else's story. And I think this platform does exactly that. It's a platform where faith meets inspiration.
100%.
And we tell people's stories,
real
people's stories. You know, it's not stories of I heard, you know. So thank you so much for being open with us and spending time with us on this episode, and have a great night. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.